Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me, Sandy Henschel, a contributor to Audiophile, and she's joining me for the week. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, what book are you going to discuss today?
Well, today I have a very interesting book called A Little Devil in America, Notes in Praise of Black Performance. It's written by Hanif Abdurraqib, and it's read by J.D. Jackson.
Okay, Golden Voice J.D. Jackson.
Right, and it's an Earphones winner, too.
And Hanif Abdurraqib is also a 2021 MacArthur Fellow.
Right, and he's been nominated for the National Book Awards.
Yeah.
So that's coming up eventually, and we'll hear about it. This is a collection of his essays, and he's a poet. And what he does in these essays is he brings a really compelling look at Black performance in white America. And the book is more poetry than prose, but J.D. Jackson does such an amazing job that you feel that you're at a poetry reading at times.
So it's a book of essays?
Yes, it is. Lyrical essays.
And it's looking at Black performance through various media, I'm assuming.
Correct, yes. And he mentions various people that he finds are contributing. He gives us a good background in how bad things have been for African-American performers, as well as calling out people he doesn't think are doing justice to their community.
And Abdurraqib started as a poet. So when you say lyrical essays, I would imagine that you're not using that word lightly, that there really is a lyricism to his writing.
Beautiful. And there are times when he's telling a story just straight out and sounds like prose. But then when you hear it read by J.D. Jackson, it sounds like poetry. So it's quite wonderful.
And J.D., of course, can actually read anything. He's as good in fiction as he is in nonfiction.
Right.
He, of course, read The Nickel Boys and Charles Blow's book, The Devil You Know, which is nonfiction. And if anybody can do something that's lyrical essays with a, you know, poetic swirl, that's J.D.
Right. He handles that stream of consciousness so beautifully.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Hanif Abdurraqib, actually, I've heard him read. He has a gorgeous voice, too.
Yes, he does.
So, who does he talk about?
Let me tell you about the people that he admires. For instance, he very much admires and accepts Don Cornelius, who started Soul Train and the Soul Train Music Awards, and counts him as a role model for African-American young adults because he brought exposure to Black talent. He also talks about Don Shirley, you know, the lead person who's in Green Book.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about Don Shirley as a jazz classical pianist who was more gifted than we could have possibly imagined. He's written organ symphonies and piano concerti and opera. And Jackson is quite remarkable as he delivers these essays because there's not a whole lot of opportunity for dialogue and or emoting.
Why don't we hear a little bit?
Okay, well, let me just tell you that as a Muslim youth, Abdurraqib's youth carried him forward, and the clip that we're about to hear is more poetic than it is prose, but it does give us that look into his life and feelings.
Okay, this is A Little Devil in America, Notes in Praise of Black Performance. It's by Hanif Abdurraqib, and it's read by Golden Voice J.D. Jackson.
This wasn't exactly practicing dance moves as much as it was learning the different directions my limbs could flail in, and there is no church like the church of unchained arms being thrown in every direction in the silence of a sleeping home. And speaking of church, to be Muslim is to pray in silence sometimes, even though the call to prayer is one of the sweetest songs that can hang in the air. And there is no praise, and there is no stomping in the aisles, and there is no Holy Spirit to carry the blame for all manner of passing out or shouting or the body's pulsing convulsions, and I do not want a spirit to enter me, but I do want a girlfriend, or at least a kiss from a girl at the Islamic Center, where we go on Friday afternoons in the summers for Juma prayer and kick our shoes off on the carpet and slip into the hallway where the boys and girls would congregate briefly before being separated for prayer.
Yeah, that is just a stream of consciousness. His emphasis on the
and yes,
is interesting. That's an interesting choice.
It's really beautiful. I love it. And I think, as you can hear, J.D. Jackson is simply superb. One of the other people that he admires, in fact, the book is dedicated to, is Josephine Baker. You know, Josephine Baker was a performer and Black in America and did not find success here. So she went to France, where she became very much accepted and even was a part of the French Resistance. And when she came back to America, she tried very hard to desegregate clubs in the Miami area, which is where she returned. She did a wonderful job as a civil rights person, and Hanif Abdurraqib thinks that no statue to her would be too big.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. He's so dear.
Okay, that is A Little Devil in America by Hanif Abdurraqib, and it's read by J.D. Jackson. Sandy, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome. Looking forward.
As am I. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-packed productions like you never heard before. Save up to 60% this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.